Your province, your news. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Itigwini is clamping down on pollution to ensure that beaches are safe and ready for visitors this festive season. The municipality briefed the media yesterday on what it calls critical administrative issues. The city assured residents and holidaymakers earlier this week that all 23 beaches in Durban are open and safe for swimming. But acting city manager Sibokele says pollution remains an issue.
There are people that at times connect and discharge onto our catchments and our streams. There is going to be improved and increased enforcement in that regard. And the colleagues in the sanitation environment as well as the catchment management environment are going to be undergoing community awareness programs that educate communities about some of the matters that lead to the undesirable situation at the beaches.
Miller says the goal is to restore Durban's beaches to blue flag status, the international standard for clean and safe oceans. Itigwini doesn't have blue flag beaches at the moment, as it withdrew from the program after the April 2022 floods. Mayor Sirok Abba says officials will now conduct more frequent beach safety checks.
We do test bi-weekly, but at ESCO we resolved that because we are now in the festive season, we'll test our waters weekly. Our results are also corroborated by an independent organization that does the testing as well.
The Traditional Affairs Minister has called for surprise inspections of initiation schools following five deaths in the Eastern Cape. Velinkosini Hlabisa has voiced concern after records show initiates in the current season had lost their lives in the Buffalo City, Chris Hani and OR Tambo municipalities. Police have made 21 arrests linked to illegal activities. Hlabisa says unannounced inspections of initiation schools are needed, especially in high-risk areas. He says negligence or inaction cannot be tolerated. The leaders of the DRC and Rwanda have signed a US brokered peace deal aimed at ending one of Africa's longest wars. President Donald Trump hosted the signing ceremony at the US Institute of Peace in Washington. He says they're also signing deals on critical minerals with the two countries. Rwanda's Paul Kagame has expressed caution, saying there'll be ups and downs on the road ahead. His Congolese counterpart, Felix Tshisekedi, has called it the beginning of a new path. About 7,000 people have been killed in fighting in the east of the DRC since Rwanda-backed M23 rebels started renewed advances in January. Trump has hailed a peace agreement as a historic step towards bringing prosperity to Africa.
Today we commit to stopping decades of violence and bloodshed and to begin a new era of harmony and cooperation between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda. I have a lot of confidence in both leaders. We'll keep these commitments. I know they're going to keep them and follow through on the agreement and create a much brighter future for the people of their countries.
And the U.S. military has launched a fresh strike on an alleged drug trafficking boat in the Eastern Pacific, killing four people. Defense officials say they acted on intelligence that the vessel was carrying illegal narcotics and moving along a known trafficking route. Washington's controversial campaign, in which it targets vessels accused of trafficking drugs, has claimed more than 87 lives. Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth this week defended the actions of a Navy admiral who gave the order for a second strike on a boat in the Caribbean in September. An initial strike left two survivors clinging to the burning vessel before a second hit was ordered that left them dead. This has prompted accusations of possible war crimes. Durban 30 today, Maritzburg 34, Richards Bay 33. The Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.